This podcast was previously recorded on February 4th of 2015. Jim and Aaron are still having lunch every Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern. Join Club Bald Move to watch these lunches live. You can also connect with us on the forums.baldmove.com or on Twitter with the hashtag baldlunch.
Hey, lunch with Jim and Aaron. Yeah.
Yeah. let's just throw the split screen. I'm not going to do anything arty.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm not going to do anything arty this week.
Sure. I'm reading an article about how FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler is going to ensure net neutrality.
Just watched the Netflix Daredevil trailer. You don't give a shit about superheroes as a problem. Adjusting for that, what'd you think of what you just saw?
I'm not seeking forgiveness for the first Daredevil movie. I'm seeking for the series I'm about to make. I don't know. It looked cool.
Did you not like the first Daredevil movie? Because everyone gave, I guess in retrospect, everyone says that they like to hate on that movie. But I thought it was okay.
I hear a lot of people turning their opinion around on that movie.
In a bad way or a good way?
In a good way. They're like, oh, really? Oh yeah, it's actually a pretty good movie. It just has one really dumb scene.
Huh.
And I don't know. It's been so long since I've seen it. And I remember going, meh, whatever. That was okay. I don't know. Daredevil doesn't seem like that cool of a character to me anyway.
No, but
I like the stuff that they did to visualize his power. I thought that was really cool.
In the movie.
Yeah. In the movie. Mm-hmm. But that's other than like the filmmaking stuff about that, I could care less.
The thing that I did not know about is it looks like it co-stars Deborah Ann Woll, which if you don't know, is Jessica, the super hot redheaded vampire from True Blood. She's hot as the surface of the sun for my tastes. And I've never seen her in anything but True Blood, which started off pretty good, progressively got bad. She was always one of the best things on it. But no, I'm super excited. Although, as a fan of her perspective, I kind of wonder if it's smart to go right from vampires to, you know, Daredevil. You know, like River
Phoenix,
River Tam. Who's that girl?
Summer Glau.
Summer Glau. Like, you can get nerd typecast, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, all you can do is
Terminator and Firefly.
And a Star Trek reboot. We'll keep you in mind for that. And that's, I don't know why that happens, but it seems to.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know. I don't even know who this person is, so it doesn't bother me that she's going to be typecast.
Well, fuck off then. we said this is going to be the Jim and Aaron show and tell episode. We are going to turn on the Q&A app. It's actually on right now if you guys want to make any comments or questions throughout this video. We've both experienced some things that the other one hasn't. Like, you've got some booze for me. I've got some fight clips from Banshee that I want to show you because I just recently caught up on Banshee and I'm all about it. Mm-hmm. And you have something horrifying from YouTube. It's grocery unboxing videos.
Yeah.
Or what are they called?
They're called grocery hauls. If you go on YouTube and you search grocery haul.
Don't do it yet because I've mastered the art of putting something on my screen on this feed. So we can all experience it together in real time.
Yeah. We're gonna throw that out there for you. Do a little commentary on it.
I'm not properly boozed up, so let's start with that.
Okay. This is something that I had never tried before.
So background, your birthday was last week.
I can't actually see where I'm pointing this thing, but does that look good?
Yeah, it looks really good.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's because, yeah, sure.
So it's called unaged whiskey, which it doesn't quite make it moonshine. It doesn't taste like moonshine.
No.
It tastes like unaged whiskey. It tastes like I can imagine proto whiskey tasting.
Yeah, pour some shots here.
So I was out for my birthday. You guys took me out to an arcade, which was awesome. Thank you.
Yep.
And we stopped by the Party Source, which is a just fucking massive store.
I've been raving about it for a while.
Yeah, and they are the only place that has my new favorite rum in the area.
Sure. I mean,
they
claim on a plaque outside that they are the largest liquor store in the United States.
I don't know if that's true, but
I don't know if it's true, but I would believe it. They just have a vast, vast selection of every conceivable type of liquor, every conceivable type of beer. Their wine selection's staggering. I've never even really gone through that. I go through the discount bin at the beginning, but the wine section is just
aisles and aisles and aisles. Think of like a big, you know, a grocery store,
like a Kroger or a Marsh or a Piggly Wiggly or a Publix or Pubic Hair, whatever, sure. Whatever the local grocery, not a Walmart, but a grocery store. That's how big the wine section is.
Yeah. So,
and then you've got approximately another grocery size thing of hard liquor and then like a Walgreens sized beer selection.
And they have like party stuff, you know, like hats and streamers and
novelty glasses,
balloons, sure. And all that shit.
That's a couple aisles of that too.
Yeah. So I was, I saw this while I was perusing those aisles and decided to pick it up. It's not good.
Tell us about the distillery. Is a brand new multi-million dollar distillery at the heart of Newport, Kentucky. Mm-hmm. You know, they built it and then they're starting to make stuff. Obviously, they've not been around enough to have true bourbons and aged whiskeys. This is the very first stuff that's actually come out of this distillery, and they're essentially selling. This is moonshine to me. This is White Lightning,
but it tastes much worse.
Because what I mean, this you think like that this is supposed to be an alternative to vodka, and I can already tell. I mean, it smells very moonshiny. It's
there's too much flavor.
The corn,
for it to be vodka replacement.
The corn just smacks you in the face.
Yeah, so it says it's distilled from bourbon mash. What do you think about that, huh? Take the whole shot, man. What are you doing sipping
over
there?
Well, I was wanting to actually have two shots at describing. Okay, so you could just pour me another shot. Fuck
sure.
It.
Yeah, if you want another shot of this bullshit.
It's very hot. It's not smooth at all.
I don't know. I don't think it doesn't have such a burn, but you know what it tastes? It tastes like maybe an underripe Mediterranean olive. To me,
it does have an olive kind of metallic finish.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty.
The mouth feels really weird too, like it's got a waxy kind of mouth feel too.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
I mean I will
not be using it.
You could mix it and stuff, but I mean
what would I mix it with? My olive drink.
You compare that to our gut rot Canadian whiskey. Our daily driver.
Doesn't compare at all.
So that means the Canadian whiskey is better?
Yeah, way better.
So there you go. This stuff is this, and this stuff costs for a 350 milliliter bottle.
Yeah,
no, like 325 rather. It's half a standard bottle.
$18, I think.
Yeah, I think they're insane. I mean, maybe the fact is that we just don't know our stuff enough, and this is actually good. Maybe in some universe.
Yeah, I have no idea.
But to me. Putting this inferior product out and charging a premium price for it is giving me a negative concept of what their distillery is going to be capable of.
I don't take anything away from them because this is something entirely new that I hadn't tried. And
well, they're not ashamed of charging you basically $32 to $35 a bottle for this.
But this is not whiskey, and they don't market it as such.
Right.
It's unaged whiskey. It's something entirely different. It's like saying, oh, this tequila is terrible because it doesn't taste like whiskey.
Well, that's true.
What the fuck do you want? It's tequila, not whiskey.
But I mean, even across different brands and styles of liquor, you can make things like, you know, smooth and smoky or, you know, fruity or citrusy or.
I have no context for this.
Like no taste, like vodka, I guess. It's like I was expecting more of a vodka.
They do tout it as a vodka replacement. Yeah.
But it's not
flavor. Just a gross flavor. By definition, vodka is odorless, colorless, and tasteless. Substitute our bourbon or rye new make in any cocktail.
I mean, it's fine for a mixer, but who the hell mixes a $36 bottle with anything?
Yeah.
I mean, that's to me the $30, you know, the high 20, low 30 is the range at which you stop mixing and you start just, you know, enjoying as a beverage with a couple ice cubes or whatever you need to do. But
sure.
I mean, that's too expensive for me to throw in Coke and it's not.
Yeah, I'd rather throw in some crappy whiskey.
Yeah. Ugh. So
no, I won't be trying probably any more unaged whiskey, if that is representative.
Were there other varieties of unaged whiskey?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's stuff. So this is made from bourbon mash. There's stuff from like rye mash.
Oh, okay. So they're not.
There are other brands making unaged whiskey.
Did they actually flavor this at all? Because I was wondering, like, so if it's just a difference between, it might be interesting to try if it wasn't so fucking expensive. It might be interesting to try the difference between the rye mash and the bourbon mash. You know, it's like,
yeah, maybe.
I'm trying to think the difference between cornbread and rye bread. Like, would you get any of those notes? I don't know.
Ooh. New make martini, just this and dry vermouth. No, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, that doesn't sound a good time. All right. Next on our show and tell list, I thought we should save the Banshee stuff for last because that's arguably a spoiler. Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen the series, I'm going to stop it before anything gets too spoilery. But I just want to take in the majesty of the fight sequences for someone like Jim who hasn't enjoyed it yet. Let's do the YouTube stuff, yeah? You sent me a link. I might have closed it. Because
yeah, this is a Game of Thrones season 5 trailer breakdown. I don't think anybody wants to see that.
No, this is not.
Not when we got grocery hauls on the menu.
We gotta have grocery hauls. We gotta
fuck Game of Thrones.
Gotta we got get grocery hauls. See, so like right away when you told me this, I'm thinking that this is going to be a very hipster. Mm-hmm. I went to Whole Food and look at this mercury free range mm-hmm. sea bass. With my kale chips and my, you know, whatever. And it's basically,
yeah, you could be forgiven for mistaking it. For
look that. Look at how ethically and responsibly and well I'm eating.
Yeah. Well,
don't you wish you could put this shit into your cupboard and it's going to be a bunch of tight t-shirt wearing, very carefully facially hair groomed, oversized glass, eyeglass wearing, prize a star on his or her wrist tattoo.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking this is going to be.
I hate to tell you, you're wrong. You're way wrong.
Okay.
You're off the fucking map with that one.
Let me get this thing going.
But I totally understand why you might think that.
Well,
that is almost acceptable in some world, right?
Like
that is almost worthy of watching.
Sure. And I'm already getting from the title that this is not.
Don't get me wrong. It is not worth watching, but it is almost worth watching. This is definitely not worth watching. And now all of you have to watch it.
All right. So here's my YouTube screen share.
Don't look away. Don't you dare look away.
I want to draw attention to the title. Walmart, Aldi, Dollar General, Food Lion, Grocery Haul. Mm-hmm. There's 917 people that have watched this, which I think is fascinating. Can you unmute the YouTube mic, please?
YouTube
what
mic.
What the fuck just happened?
You clicked on a Google ad.
I did. What was I thinking?
Oh, we're going to have to watch 4 seconds of ads.
Nope.
What about the Walmart? Was Walmart out of lettuce?
Not even a Fast Thrift Mom 1 buys lettuce at Walmart.
Oh, she has a budget.
Wait, and is there some kind of competition to this? Like, she sets a goal that I'm going to feed a family of 5 for X amount of dollars?
Yeah, probably.
Is this kind of like almost a game show?
I don't think it's gamified, but I think, you know, she has a number in her head that she wants to hit. About $27 on this one right here. Oh, I thought she was pointing to that table. $930.
Table full of food for $110 is nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm not disputing her shopping skills.
I'm curious about what
I'm
that
disputing
jug.
The necessity of this video.
I want to know what that monolith is by the milk jug in the back.
Oh, she's going to tell you.
Oh, really?
She'll tell you.
Mm-hmm. How many kids has she got, do you know?
I don't know if she has any kids.
She lives alone.
Yeah. That's the thing about these grocery haul videos, man. Okay. I bet that's a person who does not buy city-style beans, ever. It's also squeezable.
Yep.
Yeah, this is the world of grocery hauls, man.
Her kitchen's super clean, too. I gotta say that.
Well, look at all the cleaning supplies she has.
That's true.
She buys one of those every week. You should link it. I could really help her with her YouTube skills here.
I don't know. She's got very high-resolution video.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Her video's not that bad. It's just the subject of the video that is completely unnecessary and frivolous. I don't know why people watch these. What is interesting you about this video?
Is there anything? Do you think there's a whole bunch of people like us that are watching? So is this a genre? Are there a lot of people doing this stuff?
Yeah, there are a lot of people
doing this. How did you find out about this?
So I was watching one of Giant Bomb's videos, and Jeff is deep down the rabbit hole of grocery haul videos. And so I'm like, what the fuck is grocery haul? I look it up, and these are videos. There are thousands of them. They're a lot like makeup reviews.
Makeup reviews, I get. Like any kind of product review, I understand.
Or like unboxings of video games and just like...
I don't get unboxings. No, yeah, I don't.
Here's what's in the box.
I don't understand the whole unboxing of video games and cell phones and things like that.
Yeah, I don't either.
Like I don't... This is kind of in that
kind of ecosystem, you know?
It is.
I kind of lump all these together.
I feel like she walked in on her son watching an unboxing of a Android phone and said, "What is this?" And he's like, "People are watching me. I'm watching this person take out the phone and evaluating the packaging and what their initial impressions and how." And she's like, "Jesus, people will watch anything on the internet." And then she started doing this.
Like, she probably didn't even say that. She probably said, "That's a fantastic idea. I should go get my groceries right now. I just came home with a big load of groceries. Fuck it. I'm going to film it and put it on YouTube."
I want to hear what she's saying a little bit.
All right.
She's got squash here.
She does. These are for my husband. Also, come on, stick your stuff in the fridge. It's all getting warm here. Here's the next level of grocery hauls. Packing the stuff into your fridge and explaining where you put things, why you put them there. Big mushroom eater. I wonder if she's making sauces.
I thought maybe she'd be saying something about the meal she was making, but she's just literally walking us through what she bought.
Yep. That's the other thing this goes kind of along with is the cooking videos, like recipe videos and the fascination with watching people cook a meal.
So is this all... Are they all women that do this?
I don't know.
Because the other thing is, like, have you heard about the ASMR stuff?
No, I don't even know what that is.
All right. So ASMR,
that is your introduction to grocery haul.
I'm gonna leave it going in the background because why not? So ASMR is, I forget exactly what it stands for, but it's that feeling like if you're getting your hair cut and they're running their fingers through your hair and you get that kind of shiver like on your back.
Goosebumpy,
like,
sort of.
Yeah. Or if like you're sometimes at the eye doctor and he's like super close to you and you start feeling the hairs on the back. It's kind of like a pleasant tingling sensation.
Okay.
So people make videos that you're supposed to just like sit in a dark room and throw up on a pair of headphones and lay down in a bed and let them do this to you.
Yeah.
It's not a sexual thing. It's this kind of, they call it the ASMR. It's like autonomic response.
I don't know if I buy that it's not a sexual thing.
So they're doing like a lot. There's a lot of whispering. There's a lot of tearing papers. There's a lot of tapping nails on surfaces.
No, that's fetish kink stuff right there for me.
But so some people do it to relax, similar to masturbation. And I wonder if like this is for lonely college kids that are like their first semester away from home and they want to hear like just their mom and dad's voice in the kind of like, you know, home type sound. So they can just throw on this in a low volume and go to sleep. Is like comforting in that way? Because I'm not getting why anybody would watch this. This is coming from a dude who doesn't really understand why anyone watches or listens to anything. Like, now we're really meta. I don't know why anyone's watching us watch this and talking about it. But what the hell?
Look at all those potatoes, man. I don't get it either, but it's a thing. It's definitely a thing. Go search grocery haul. You will find a lot of videos.
Wow.
And it makes me wonder what Bald Move could do with our hauls. I don't know that we have hauls.
I have hauls.
I'm trying to figure out like what hauls we have that we could unbox.
I mean,
and do videos for.
To save money, I've been for many, many years, and I got really good after divorced, but I used to like buy 2 months, had a little chest freezer. Mm-hmm. I used to buy like 2 months worth of food at Sam's Club, like especially the meats and the cheeses and things like that. Freeze that shit and eat off of it for a course of time. And I did the same thing. Like I'd buy 20 pounds of ground beef, bust it down in 1 pound increments, wrap that stuff up in plastic, freeze it. And I still do that to a lesser extent today. Yeah. I make extensive use of all these. Like you're kind of not a foodie. You're a food snob. You're a food snob. Like you will not buy a can of corn from Aldi's.
I don't really buy a can of corn. I don't like corn for one.
Okay. But you would not anything like for whatever you buy at like Jungle Jim's, which sounds like a bullshit place where you'd buy fried bread or shit like that, but it's not. It's actually a high-end food store. Whatever you would buy there, like a head of lettuce, you wouldn't buy a head of lettuce at Aldi's.
Yeah, not really.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just, like, I think there is a difference in quality of ingredients to both flavor and health, and you seem to not.
No.
You seem to think that a slice of bologna that bologna, you pay $2 for.
Fuck off.
All right, a slice of turkey that you pay $2 a pound for is the same as a slice of turkey you pay $15 a pound for. I say no.
No, I don't. I don't.
Because we've had this debate.
I think that the diminishing returns cuts off at a certain rate that you can.
Oh, I totally agree with that.
That you can find at the, like, you can get high end cuts of whatever at Aldi's and the Meijers and even the Walmarts of the world. It's just you won't, you know, if you want the $12 pound turkey breast, then yeah, you're going to have to probably go to Jungle Jim's.
Yeah. I don't know.
Anyway.
I don't do a whole ton of cooking anyway.
Right.
But yeah, these grocery haul videos are fascinating to me.
How many have you watched, do you think?
3 or 4.
Have there been any of the hipster variety that I mentioned, like the Whole Foods haul?
No. It feels more like preppers, too. Like, not necessarily preppers, but it's kind of also in that genre. Like,
I got my canned peaches.
There are so many.
A dozen that are going to go down in the bunker, or like that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Really? Like,
here, what prepper vibe are you
now getting? I have 600 gallons of water waiting to go. It's just the whole concept of like this very detailed breakdown of everything I bought, and just like I know these people are using it to eat and are like, these are groceries, these are not supplies to them, but it's kind of the same mentality when you're filming these videos, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I have 6 cans of deviled eggs now, and
you can get canned deviled eggs. Wow.
Bottled deviled eggs, whatever they are.
Wow.
Jars.
Butter lover popcorn, of course.
Yeah, tons of ground beef. She's got more ground beef there. I don't know why she didn't just go all out with the package stuff. Easier to freeze that way? I don't know.
Well, I mean, but she did buy a giant-ass package.
Yeah.
She's going to have to break that.
Fucking
and that,
huge.
That is, I thought it said 75% beef, and the other was like 73, so it's not like,
ooh,
I need 90% lean ground sirloin for something. It's all just the same shitty ground beef. Spray cheese. Now we're getting down to it.
Yeah, this is there's nothing good about these things.
Oh no, that's nothing shake. That's the powder shit that you put on popcorn if there's not enough. Wow. Okay, now I feel like this is the part where she's like giving useful tips.
Maybe so.
But alas, I'm bored with you.
As a matter of fact, I wonder if you can even find the hipster version of that video where people are shopping for healthy foods and not string cheese and popcorn.
Well, we should try finding it. Yeah. So for the next phase of our, you're actually going to find it now. For the next phase. Oh, wait a second. We got some comment from She Is Geeky. Have you guys seen any of the Aunt Fee cooking videos? I highly recommend them. Not suitable for kids or workplace. Sweet Treats for Kids is the one I would start with.
Aunt Fee? No.
Never. I will check that out. I'm actually going to check right into that.
Healthy grocery haul, superfoods, dairy free and gluten free.
Oh, fuck that.
Huge food haul, healthy meal and snack ideas. Oh my god, YouTube. Grocery haul, 137,000 views.
Wow.
Healthy $40 grocery haul for work week, meal plan included, 85,000 views.
Okay, meal plan, that's you're getting somewhere now.
Yeah, now you're talking about useful information for people. My god, I don't give a shit what's in Betty's freezer in South Dakota.
Shall we try Aunt Fee's Sweet Treats for Kids?
Sure.
All right.
I don't know why not.
If I can get this to work.
Oh my god, is that Aunt Fee?
Yep. Cool. Yep.
Aunt Fee's lived a tough life.
Well, you know,
I can tell by looking at
these kids ain't gonna feed themselves their damn sweet treats. Let's see here. It's only 4 minutes long. That's cool.
All right, hit it.
I'm trying to. I don't know how to do this. I'm always confused when Google presents it as a result and looks like it's clickable, but then nothing ever happens.
Yeah, I also think...
thrill to the white screen.
Shit's struggling.
Yep. Uh-oh. God damn it. All right, there we go. Anthony got five.
All right. And she's gonna fry. Kids love sweet shit. This is awesome.
2.8 million views.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
She's got a bomb ass kitchen, man. Look at those appliances and shit.
Well, when you're getting 2.8 million views,
yeah,
per video,
that's a YouTube money.
Yep. She's got PewDiePie numbers here. Raisin turnover. All right, I like it.
I like the sweet treats.
Sweet treats is better. Damn, yeah, that was fast.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to make some sweet treats. Next lunch with Jim and Aaron.
Yeah, we get our donuts or crescent rolls treats. Or whatever.
Yep. Whatever shit.
If you don't burn a damn thing. Wow. That was something epic.
That's amazing. I'm happy to know that that's out there.
I'm going to have to check out some more fancy there. And her colorful commentary. Dan Gordon.
Uh-huh.
Wants to know, mentioning of preppers, do you guys have an apocalypse game plan? This topic comes up an inexplicable amount of time with my friends.
To die quickly? Like, I don't expect to survive more than a day?
Nah, I don't have like a, I don't have a bug out bag. I got like 50 rounds of ammunition in my house with my pistol that I could ward off people for all of one day's worth. Yeah.
I'm wholly unprepared for any kind of apocalypse.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if I had to bug out somewhere, it'd be my granddad's farm in Spencer, which is in the middle of fucking nowhere and like hundreds of acres, farmland, generator, well, I mean, so I guess there, plenty of lumber and shit to shoot at. I mean, I guess that's a plan, but, you know, until the herd of zombies come and force us to go
off the farm.
Hopefully my granddad has hands on the infinite shotgun ammo cheat that Herschel had so that he can keep the teeming hordes at bay. So
I'm gonna become a cannibal. That's what I'll do.
Really?
Yeah, I'll go full Terminus.
It's not that bad. I mean, in a survival situation, I would definitely eat a person before dying. I don't know, I'd kill a person, but if a person had died, which happens a lot, you know, they the people die and like, you know, they're in a snowy pass and they got these frozen corpses and then someone's like, let's cut off the buttocks and start eating them, and people are like, oh, I can't do that. Like, why? Why? Is it more noble to starve to death than to, like, what would your friend want to do?
As long as it's high quality. I mean, I'm not going to eat that low quality $2 a pound turkey, human meat.
You want to talk?
I want the
well marbled
human meat.
My ass, the marbling on that. Okay, so let's move on. I got a couple scenes from Banshee I want to show you, and I'm hoping they're not going to be. If they're going to be choppy as shit, then I'm not even going to do it because it's not worth. So
it's action it requires
set up Banshee. a thief with some kind of paramilitary skill set that we still three seasons in don't quite have a full grasp on, goes back after he gets out of prison. He's been in prison for like a dozen years or so. He tries to go reconnect with his fiance, who he finds has relocated this town of Banshee, Pennsylvania, which is this odd congruence of like Harlan, Kentucky white folk with complete with racist tattoos and Aryan Brotherhood shit. And I think fictional Indian tribe called the Kanaho that has an Indian casino, but they also have a reservation where everything's all shitty. And, you know, I would say it was kind of a racist stereotype, except for I, a couple months ago, drove through an Indian reservation and shit be rough.
Sure.
And then an Amish community. And
the trifecta.
The trifecta.
Really. Yeah.
So on his first day there, he goes to this bar by this middle-aged black man named Sugar, who is a former professional boxer, and he's really cool. And in this bar, a bunch of local toughs come and jump the sheriff that just got assigned to this area because it's a hotbed of crime and all this. This sheriff gets killed in a gunfight that our hero kind of helps him out in, but the guy dies. Mm-hmm. He decides to assume his identity and become the sheriff of Banshee.
And as far as I've seen, he just goes around kicking Amish people's asses.
He kicks Amish ass. He kicks Indian ass. He kicks Aryan ass. He kicks. There's no man. A man will beat the shit out of a woman. A woman will beat the shit out of a man. Brutal sure. street justice through a gun or a fist is dispensed in every single episode.
All right.
And
I like it so far.
The thing is, it sounds like a very pulpy kind of thing, and there's lots of sex and all that stuff, which is all true. Mm. But the way they shoot it and the inventiveness in which they do these scenes and the emotional resonance, like no fight means nothing. By the time two people fight, you really want to see them fight and you're really curious about this. This next one I'm going to show. So if this is this is how we're going to end the cast or the lunch. So if you don't want to get
it's
any,
it's going to take 25 minutes.
No, but we've actually already been talking 40. So we're yeah, I'm going to show a couple of these scenes and then we're going to get out. So if you don't want any Banshee spoilers, I guess take off now. But I don't think these are huge spoilers.
Plus, who gives a shit? It's Banshee.
It's Banshee. You're not watching it necessarily for the plot. Although, like I said, I feel like I'm damning it with faint praise every time I say something like that. Let's see if I can get this to work without it being super fucking choppy. Okay. So this is a daughter. This here. Oh wow, you can actually see that. This is a daughter
of someone,
of an Indian chief, and this is a
son of someone.
No, this is the bodyguard of an ex Amish guy, who's like legit. Like if the Amish mafia were real, this would be him, and he's excommunicated. And I like that angle too. But anyway, let's see. She's coming to kill the guy he's protecting for something that he did to her family.
All right.
There, that's all the background you need. Are we unmuted that was here?
Way more than I needed. Yep, we're good.
Uh-oh. Maxco decided that it didn't like our stuff.
Buffering.
Yeah, this might not.
Buffering.
Come on, baby. Come on, you can do it. God damn it. There we go. So tough from where I'm sitting. Now it's all the audio and video is desynchronized. What the hell? Okay. I don't think this is working.
Yeah, there's no world in which an action scene is going to play like this.
Oh, I forgot this scene began with like this slowly spiraling in slow motion tomahawk coming out of the woods and sinking into this dude's chest. I'm not.
How long of a shot is that? Is that like a good minute and a half of a spiraling?
No, it's like he's tomahawk. Like looking out in the woods and he sees something wrong. And then like over the course of 7 seconds, you see the tomahawk come and all point of view, like from this guy's eyes. Oh, all right. This is not working. Shit.
He looks like the Gustavo Fring's of Bodyguards.
Yeah. And all that
he's
applies.
Very nerdy. He's got the bow tie. He looks like he might be a badass.
It's like a it's like a Dexter crossed with Gustavo Fring, I'd say.
All right.
Because this guy is also kind of an axe maniac.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like this is going to work.
No, I don't know why.
A grocery haul video is one thing.
I don't know why it's not working, but it is. This is something. Oh, we did buy, which we got a new recording station that we haven't actually got up that is significantly more powerful than what we're working with. I suspect this is another case where it just cannot handle all the feeds we're trying to do. Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully we'll have that going by next week and we won't have these issues anymore. But
yeah, and it should help to be able to, you know, it's got a billion cores and all that shit. So
yeah, we made a recording of us building that beast.
Mm-hmm.
And Jim's going to edit it up and release it sometime in the future.
Yeah, might go live with some of our club plans.
Final question before we jump out of here, unless someone jams one in. She is Geeky wants to know if either of us are planning to come to the Boston Walker Stalker Con in August.
Man, we have been to a few of those, and every time we come back and we say, fuck, we spent way too much money there.
Yeah.
I don't see it being in our plans for the future until we get to the point where we just have extra money, where we're not bleeding money every single day we're doing this.
Yeah, we might if, I mean, I'm not ruling going to one, especially one that's in driving distance, that we could just like, you know, show up for the podcaster panel, have a party, and drive home, like the Chicago one and the Atlanta one. If we could find out a way to do it kind of commando style on a budget, maybe. But Boston is not one of those cities. It's a solid 14-hour plus drive for us.
Two flights, hotel rooms. I mean, you're talking at least $1,000 to get out there and back.
Yeah. Maybe one thing if, like, we could get, you know, like Jason from the Walking Dead cast, he gets his stuff comped because he's
–
moderator for a lot of different stuff, and we had a similar deal. Like we wouldn't have gone to the ABQ Fan Fest, probably we couldn't afford it, but they helped us out on that since we were doing a lot of moderation stuff for them. So if we got that kind of deal on one of those, then maybe, but as it is, unfortunately, new.
Yeah.
So thanks for hanging out with us. We might try this Banshee thing again. It's on the fourth episode of season 3 right now. The seasons are 10 episodes apiece. It's on Cinemax, as you could tell. I'm loving it. It's probably my favorite thing that I'm currently watching. Like, it's just amazing.
Of all of the shit that we just played from YouTube and copyrighted Banshee stuff, McDonald's is going to tell us to take it down for you saying I'm loving it.
Oh,
that's going to be the copyright.
Other thing is Shane Bowman volunteered to do a Banshee cast or a feature on Bald Move TV, which I'm going to take him up on and see if I can make that work out. And Cecily thought that maybe she'd join us. We'd have a two-man, one-woman podcast. She's three women's worth of woman. That will probably come down the pike if I can hook things up with Shane.
Cool. Look for our grocery haul videos. We will be having several of them.
Sure. They will be boring and horrifying, like all of them I've seen so far. And I could totally do an Aunt Fee cooking show, style show.
Yeah.
Because it'd just be a chubby white cursing. Dude, chubby white dude cooking, lots of cursing rather than the lady pictured. But less racial epitaphs too. Zero is what I try to aim for. But anyway, thanks for joining us today. We'll be back next week. We got tons of stuff. We're about to record a Better Call Saw podcast in probably moments, like 20 minutes or so. Mm-hmm. We got the Justified podcast out tomorrow. Americans Breaking tonight. Good. Breaking Good's going to be out tomorrow. The Americans cast for episode 2 is going to be out Friday. Stay tuned for all that. The Club Bald Move is right around the corner as far as some of the new features and stuff we're doing.
Yep.
So stay tuned for that. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We'll talk to you guys later.
See you.